three down, seven to go.
No, we're 1 week, seven, we have 3 more to go.
You wish, you wish. Okay, so Tuesday, I was supposed to say last week, Tuesday, we started talking about, right, how, you know, the reason why we have so much praise, right, and a whole load of, you know, pre-stuff before we actually start davening to Hashem, right? If you think about it, when's the first time we actually start, like, saying our own, you know, personal bakashas, our own personal, you know, requests? It's all the way later in Shema Esrei. And we just have, you know, so many times where we're talking about, you know, Hashem's might and his grandeur and his awesome and his power and all these different things. So we started speaking about a little bit about what? That the reason why we do that is twofold, right? One is so that we start building that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're getting closer to Him by understanding His capabilities, and by getting closer to Him, we gain Zechusim, so that we can actually get what we want. But even more than that is that when you start recognizing, right, what His abilities are and the power that He can do, you can start, you know, realizing that He's very capable. He's very strong. No one can stop Him. He's the only one I could really turn to, right? Everything comes from Him. And when you start internalizing that through davening, you're growing in your bitachon. And when you're growing in your bitachon, it's another, you know, method that you can use to get what you want, right? The beauty of bitachon is twofold, right? Bitachon gives you that, you know, menuchas ha-nefesh, that, like I'll call Neshamayim anyway. Everything Hashem does is for the best. Might as well just, you know, take a deep breath, relaxed life, happy life. And secondly, Bitachon allows you to influence your life and get things that you want. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, right? He built the world for two reasons, right? To get close to you and to give you good. So if when you work on your Bitachon, you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Hashem wants to do is then give you things. So through davening, we're able to grow in our bitachon. I want to share with you a Gemara in Brachas that talks about this concept a little bit, right? Talking about in it starts off like this. Darash Rabbis Moloi. La'ilu nisadar adam shivchay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Sure, right? First we say all the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we grow in his bitachon, in our bitachon. We grow our spiritual bank so that we can get what we want. Ve'achar kach yisbal. And then, so he writes, La'ilu nisadar adam shivchay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say shivcha, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'achar kach yisbal. And afterwards, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Minalan, where do we know this? Min Moshe. From Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Veschanan, the Gemara says, Veschanan al Hashem be'es ha'hiv, iksiv, right? I'm going to read to you a pasuk, and we're going to break it down into three things, okay? The pasuk goes, Hashem elekim ata hachlis laharitz es avdecha. You started to show me what? Es gadlecha ve'es yadecha hachzaka, your might, your strong hand, asher mi el b'shamayim v'aretz asher yaseh k'masecha. And who else in Shemayim, who else in the world is able to do what you can do? V'ksiv Basri, and it writes after this, therefore Moshe asks, Evronah v'ares ares, please let me go into Eretz Yisrael. When you ask someone for something, there are really three things that you have to keep in mind, Shua, right? One, does this person owe me? Or is he doing me a favor? That's one. Secondly, you have to think, is this person capable of doing what I ask of him? And thirdly, is there anyone else I can rely on? Three things, right? Three things when you ask someone for something, right? You have to think about, does he owe you, or is it a favor? Is he capable, or is there anyone else you can rely on? You agree? Those are three important things. So in this pasuk, we see that Moshe did those three things. He hit on those three points. Hashem alikim ata hachlis liras esadecha. You started to show me, right? Hashem appeared to Moshe. He started showing Moshe his might. Obviously, it's coming as a favor. Hashem doesn't owe Moshe anything. He just appeared to Moshe one day in the burning bush and started showing them all these miracles, started to bring the Jewish people out. You just started to do favors to me. You started to show me what? Es gadlecha ve'es yadecha chazaka. Your strongness, your mightiness, right? Therefore, so we hit the second one. We hit that Hashem's capable. And then he says, Umi el b'shamayim ba'aretz. Who else in Shemayim could do what you could do? There's no one else I could turn to. Right? So there's three things you have to keep in mind. Is it a favor? Is he capable? Is he strong? Is anyone else I could rely on? And the first three brachas in Shemayim Esrei hit on those three points. The first bracha we say avos, right? We say, right? Gosh Baruch Hu, it's all chesed, it's all favors. And then the second bracha, we do gibor, right? Hashem could
strength,
right? He's capable. Hashem could resurrect the dead, right? No one else could do that. Exactly. So we see that Hashem is capable. And the last one is kadosh. It's talking about the malachim, that even the malachim upstairs, sing your praise and realize that they can't do anything without you. So in the first three brachas of Shemayim Esrei, before we ask for refua and parnasa and to forgive us and to give us to bring Mashiach and all these different things, and before we get to our own personal bakashas, the first three brachas hit on the fact that Hashem is kind, Hashem is capable, and there's no one else but Him. The first three brachas, and that's the same exact idea we find in Pesukah Dezimra. We say all these praises so that we can instill ourselves those three things, that Hashem is strong, Hashem is capable, there's no one else we could turn to. And bizchut of all that, we grow in our bitachon to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can answer me, He will answer me, He wants to answer me, and through that bitachon we get what we want. And we have those bizchusim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer us. We spoke about a little bit also on Tuesday. I want to continue on that pasuk, right? We said Ahalala as Hashem b'chayei, right? If we turn to the Halalukas, right? We want to be a little bit more aware of what these words mean, so we can connect to them, so it doesn't seem so boring and repetitive, right? We say Ahalaluya, Ahalali nafshi as Hashem, Ahalala b'nai b'chayei azam alei b'aydi, right? We talked about how Ahalal is praise, and Hashem is just an overall God, right? We're thanking Hashem for those general things that happen to us. It happened to everyone. And then a Zarmel Akeba'edi is making music to Hashem for the Hashkacha Pratis in my life. The specific things that happened to me. Interestingly, the Evan Ezra writes on these psukim another way, another version of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a lot of chesed for me in the past, and therefore I could trust Him in the future, right? The whole goal of Bitachon, right? And trusting that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is going to send you your parnasa, or send you a shidduch, or send you whatever Yeshua, whatever thing you're looking for, is the bitachon that you have is not that, oh, Hashem is going to send me a business deal. Oh, Hashem is going to send me X or Y. You have to trust in something else, because you can't just trust that Kadosh Baruch Hu is just going to give it to you. Maybe you don't deserve it. Maybe there are some other reasons why Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give it to you. So what do you trust? You trust in that Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, right? You realize His track record. You realize that He's done so much chesed for me in the past that I have something to rely on. If He gave me A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, G, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, and X, I can rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to give me Z. We're going to be dominant. We're growing and we're realizing all these different things. We focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's track record. And that's a Zarmalek HaBa'i. That's singing to Hashem. Thank you for all the personal Hashkacha Pratis in my life. And the Evan Ezra writes, Ahal Hashem b'chayei, on the floisav, the kayame es banav bein ha'umais, on the wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the fact that we are still are here, right? One of the greatest, you know, evidence that what we're doing is correct and what, you know, we picked or we were put into the right religion is the fact that we're still here, right? After all the prosecutions and the jealousy of the world, the people that want us, and we've gotten so close to being on the brink of extinction, yet we always bounce back, right? Stronger than before, is the fact that, you know, we're tapping into something real over here. And he says the same thing with Hashem b'chayei, al nefloisiv b'kayim ha'ezbanav ben ha'umots, that I see that He's done so much in the past to keep us going, azam alaykeba'oidi, I see his Yeshua. I see that something is going to happen. I don't know if it's like legitimate Ruach HaKadosh that actually sees it, or it's just, again, the Ibn Ezra is depicting a point that David HaMelech is saying, Ahal Hashem b'chaya, I thank Hashem for the fact that I'm still here. He's given me everything I needed up until now. The entire Jewish people are here up until now. As Zarmalei Keba Oidi, I'm going to thank Hashem, I'm going to sing to Hashem a level higher than just praise, because I can see his Yeshua coming, whether it's legitimate Ruach HaKadosh and he sees a vision, or it's just a feeling inside of him, a Ruach, right? A spirit inside of him is telling him, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there. And that's the beauty of Bitachon, that's the beauty of the relationship that we have with Hashem. If we can stop and focus a little bit on all the chesed that he does for us in the past, you really have something to fall back on and trust that he'll be there for you in the future. We'll be able to daven and get all our heart's desires fulfilled.